Welcome to the Doss and D Show.
Two great mates striving to improve in all areas of their lives.
The podcast is designed to empower everyday humans just like us who want to add more joy, energy and happiness into their daily lives.
Sharing our real life experiences and everyday struggles, relating to them in a personal way.
Expect uncensored stories, plenty of laughs and tips and tricks to inspire you on your own journey.
Now, let's go balls deep. We're in the home shorts today.
We sure are, mate. No white shorts for us. We're our home ground advantage.
Leave them back in England because the boys are back in Australia. Welcome home.
Thank you. Welcome back to yourself.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, son. We better explain that joke just very quickly.
Go on, you do it.
I don't know why, but for some reason throughout the whole trip, the 5 weeks in the UK, we were calling each other father and son.
And we couldn't stop it. And now it's actually crept into our everyday lives. Both back at work, we're calling everybody around.
I was at the coffee machine yesterday and I said, thanks, Dad. And he looked at me and went, what? I was like, oh, don't worry.
Can't be bothered explaining it for the 45th time. No. But it's good to be home. And at the back of the success of Idiots Abroad Part 1, great success, wasn't it?
Had a few good reviews, which was nice.
And we were on our deathbed when we recorded it, so today we bring you part two.
I'll tell you what's also exciting. We've got the laptop back, so we're now recording as per usual. Doss's laptop shit itself in one of the Airbnbs, which we'll get to. We'll get to talking about the Airbnbs. We've got a few funny little gags in there that happened throughout, but good to have the laptop back, and we're editing the videos, and it was funny going back, and look how crooked we were.
Oh, that's why we were a bit silent on social media for a little while, and we had some interviews to do in person, and in the end we had to stick to Zoom because, the computer shit itself. But
we're up and rolling now.
We're up and rolling. And on that note, we're going to continue where we left off over in England. So one of the talking points, though, is Airbnbs. Now, a lot of people will be familiar with them. Now, me personally, I haven't actually spent a lot of time in Airbnbs over the journey. I've been more of a hostel man. At the back of you being so crook, we started our Airbnb journey in England and that continued for basically the whole trip, didn't it?
It did. Well, we've worked out Airbnb-ing by yourself is quite expensive.
Yeah, very.
With two of us, mind you, we're sharing the same bed. You know, a bit of spooning, nothing wrong with that.
No.
But the last hostel we stayed in, I was so sick. I had to get out. At one point, we explained on the last one, but yeah, we stayed in a couple of nice little Airbnbs and got to know a bloke by the name of Ben.
Ben, and Ben doesn't know who we are, but this bloke must own half of London, doesn't he? He's Mr. Monopoly over there.
Oh, it's incredible.
We kept staying at this guy's apartments in different parts of London, and we're like, it's bloody Ben again. But I don't think we'd be in Ben's good books, would we? Or... No. You more specifically, because your name was on the list.
Yeah, I'd be doing all the booking.
Yes. We kept having requests for the young man, and often it was
chocolates on the pillows, roses on the ground on the way to the bar. Request extra coffees.
And user error prevailed because the first time we tried to extend, and this is classic DOS, you know, he says, no worries, mate, we'll extend it. All you have to do is click this link and sort it out. Do you think DOS clicks the link? So he waits till checkout comes the next morning. We're both lying in bed dead. Get a knock on the door, boys, out. No, we booked. No, you didn't, boys.
I didn't pay.
No, didn't pay, didn't click the link. So we had to go back to Ben and say, mate, we need to extend.
Yeah, Benjamin. Benjamin Button.
And we cleared out his cookies.
I was going to say that he had a nice little... It's a communal kitchen. He had some nice digestive biscuits.
we
polished them off.
Oh,
didn't
we?
The first thing we did, I reckon we stayed in Ben's little Airbnb. It's probably... four or five times.
Yeah.
And in each one, you'd go straight to the kitchen to see if they've been replenished, as you like to say. And they were most of the time.
We polished them off very quickly. But what were some of the other requests?
We lost the camera charger. Mm-hmm. So when we were checking out, I said, Ben, has the cleaner found a camera charger in and amongst the room? And he hadn't. Mind you, we were searching far and wide. And we'll get to another part of our trip in Durham with our good friend Bailey. But we were searching far and wide for a new camera charger because we had some, obviously, podcast interviews that we needed to film. Couldn't find the camera charger. We had to buy a new one. $130 Australian.
Mm.
Well, typical DOS. We're in one of the rooms. We're getting ready for one of the interviews. And I'm going through the bag. And I've pulled out the old camera charger and the new one. And we've got two. So we've actually gone and bought a brand.
We split the charge as well. So that was a waste of money.
Well, it means I've got one now and you got one.
Oh, great. But Ben was also annoyed because you did book the wrong date on one of the occasions too.
Yeah.
He wasn't kind enough to refund the money, was he?
That was a bit disappointing. Yeah, $85 straight down the drain.
And unfortunately, one of Ben's bed linens, we left a bit of a mark.
The sickness got to both of us. We know that. Being well documented, when you do, I guess, have a bit of gastro. Are you familiar with the term shart?
Only because you taught me it. But bring the listeners
basically
in.
Basically, what shart means, it's when you try to fart and a bit of poo comes out.
Mm.
And tends to be more the diarrhea. form of poo feces. But Dee's laying in bed and he's going to fart. And
early in the morning.
Yeah.
And you go through the night.
No. You just go to me, mate. I think I've pooed myself. But mind you, there was a hole in your jocks, apparently, wasn't there?
Well, I was on the last day. You know, last day of the cycles, ready to do the washing.
Can I ask, did it come in your mind that you were maybe going to poo? Or did you just did you think, I'm just going to risk it? Was it a risk?
It was risk because during the night, I was so gassy, as we both were. And poor Ben, his room must have reeked. Well, we know.
Not that he cleans it.
Not that he cleans it, but yeah, it was a bit unfortunate because through the night, I was letting him go silently. And I'm like, oh, isn't this great? No diarrhea threat. I think I said to you in the morning, I'm on the mend, mate. And then, I don't know. It shouldn't happen as an adult, but it's happened. And that horrible sinking feeling when, you know, it's a little bit more warm. You waddle to the bathroom.
Wetter than I would have hoped.
You pull your jocks down. And then the worst part is you're like, why did I bring with me to England a holy pair of jocks? Well, not holy as in, you know.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Pure. Yeah. Holy as in, yeah. There's holes in them.
Not divine.
No, yeah. Not not angelic. And and unfortunately, it was just for, you know, the emergency jocks, basically. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But what would be more
rest in peace, they're somewhere in England now.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, what would be more disappointing is...
The brand new ones.
Brand new jocks.
Yeah.
You know, at least
yeah.
It wasn't a pair of brand new ones that Mum got you for Christmas.
Or the Kris Kringle that we talked about. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so that was a bit unfortunate. But
I want to quickly point something out. One night, we actually went to Ben's house. It sounds like we're best mates with the bloke.
We'll do the backstory.
What's the backstory?
The hostel. We went at like 2 in the morning because of the bad.
This is a great one. So the last stay we had with Ben, we had already checked into a hostel.
We've got to save money.
Yeah, we've got to save some cash here. So we get in the hostel and it's putrid, isn't it?
It was disgusting. You know,
it was just gross. And there's no one else there traveling from other countries. They're literally all living there for free rent.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of Uber drivers and menu log drivers. And we're just like, we don't want to be here. We're like, where are the Scandinavian blondes, you know, who are wanting to, you know, go and have a beer or a cocktail down the bar, looking for the Norwegian who's looking for the love of her life. No.
Yeah.
She wasn't there.
No.
We went out for dinner that night and a few drinks. And we're walking back. We're going to get the tube back. And Dee just looks at me and goes, mate, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
And I just go, well, do you want to book a new Airbnb? And I get on the phone to Benjamin. Get on the phone to Benjamin. Ben, run our way. So we get there. But what time would it be? One?
One.
One in the morning.
Because we actually went out for drinks with... And a dinner with our friends. And
We get there, like, you know, we put the code in, get in. And mind you, it's like these Airbnbs are like, it's almost like an Airbnb, but it's a communal apartment.
Yeah, so there's like all these five bedrooms normally with two bathrooms.
Exactly. So our bedroom is number one. We go to open the door, it's locked. We're like, oh, bloody hell, 1 in the morning, don't tell me.
At this stage, we're definitely checking the date, definitely checking DOS is paid because, you know, these are things that have crept up before.
We've made some prime mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
I will admit. But obviously, it's not opening. We thought, oh, shit, well, we're not getting... All of a sudden, it just unlocks and this big bloke in his jocks, big, covered in tats. What's wrong? He was in the room. This bloke just...
Big bloke, big. I'm saying. Bearded...
MMA fighter.
He literally looked like he just stepped out of the UFC.
Not Conor McGregor because he's quite small, but it was, I don't know any other.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
But a bit more pudgy.
Don't know.
Dave Bautista.
Khabib. I know him. Yeah.
Also in the.
What's that?
Featherweight.
Huh?
Also in the featherweight.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, he goes, no, we've booked it. We've booked it for this night, this room. We're thinking, oh, shit. Like, what do you mean? It says on our phone, look.
We're room number one.
And he goes, nah. And he was really angry.
We were scared.
We were shitting us because we're thinking, well, we don't have a bed to sleep in. There's an angry MMA fighter that wants to, you know, turn us into a pretzel with some type of grappling.
I must say, we don't know for a fact he's an MMA fighter. He just definitely
had
resembled
the
one.
Yeah. He had the physique.
Did he?
Yeah. And I think he had
that real hairy chest too. Real man.
Yeah. And I wonder what he was up to in there. Maybe...
Oh, he had a missus.
Did he?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I saw her legs.
Did you?
No.
Did you really?
No, because...
What were you... What?
No, the angle in which... Oh, for goodness sake. The angle in which the door opened...
You saw the toes.
I saw a pair of... Yeah.
You saw a pair of tootsies.
I saw some pink toenails. Yeah. Don't make it sound like I was chatting up the missus as I was at the cookie jar replenishing.
No, but you were chatting up a young lady at the cookie jar in a towel, weren't you? At one of the...
We'll get to that later, but I was not chatting her up.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. We'll get to that later.
But we're working out what to do. 2 minutes later, the door reopens and it's the same bloke. And he was just the most... He just went from angry to just...
Baby face.
Godly. Just like, boys. Softly spoken, just... you're right. And the English accent as well. And he goes, "That our room is actually number two." And we just said, "Mate, we're happy to go into number two."
Well, he said, "Yeah," and it was actually a better room too. And we said, I said, well, "So you know, you
stayed. We'd already been in there before."
Yeah, we knew exactly how to make ourselves comfortable, and we were more happy with that one too because it has a little ensuite, which was really handy. Really handy. Let me assure you that. Yeah, so that was nice that changed. But just going back to that, you just mentioned the towel situation. So one of the nights you went out. Where were you that night?
Doss. Damn it, I've dug a hole here.
So where were you again?
I was on a little date.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Where at?
Venue? Just at it was a house party. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
How many people at this party?
Just two.
Two. Yeah. Okay.
Including myself.
What were some of the... Yeah, obviously it's a party, so lots of loud music, games, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there was a few games.
A few games that are not appropriate on air. Doss made love. Anyway, so while Doss was out doing his thing, I was at the Airbnb, and I thought, you know, at this stage, I was eating rice and tuna. This is, you know, tight ass type of stuff late in the trip. So I go down. Actually, there was a washing machine in the kitchen. So I went to do my washing.
Lovely.
It was two ladies, and they're French. One of them was just nothing but a towel. Now, when I said, again, I've got to be careful because I don't want to offend anyone, but I actually was not, one of them was definitely a lady and the other one, I'm not sure. Couldn't tell. Could go either way.
A flip of a coin.
Basically. So.
Heads or tails?
Heads or tails. Oh, God, we're going to get in trouble.
No, we're not.
We're only joking. So anyway, so the lady in the towel. And anyway, I apologized to her. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, hang on, this is a communal kitchen. I just want to do my washing. I'm allowed in here. So you know what? So I actually said sorry, walked upstairs. I thought, no, I'm going back to do my washing. So I went back down, tried to make a bit of small talk, you know, where you're from, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, didn't think anything of it. A few hours go by. Actually, this is not funny, so I shouldn't say it in a laughing tone, but the doors open, the doors slam, and there was literally, like, screaming going on down in the kitchen, and, serious abuse going on, like, verbal abuse. And,
worrying.
Yeah, it was worrying. So, I literally got up, like, it woke me up in the middle of the night. I'm like, well, and Doss wasn't home. So, I thought,
well, awake.
Yeah, you were, yeah, luckily. Mm. So, then I'm like, I've got to go down. And I was kind of listened for a bit, trying to work out what to do, and then in the end, I got my stuff on, you know, put a hoodie on, put some pants on, went literally, they must have heard my footsteps upstairs because I opened the door and then it just stopped and everything went silent. And that was that, but...
I'm glad I missed that.
A little bit frightening, but just to clear off, I wasn't chatting her up, by the way.
Okay.
I just don't get why you're in a communal house, why would you go in nothing but a towel?
Especially when you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Partner.
I should have said partner.
Yeah, partner.
We actually stayed in we stayed in so many places, it's not funny, different Airbnbs. We stayed in one, we were both very unwell.
Yeah.
It was 5 in the morning, I hadn't slept.
Yep.
And you were kind of awake as well.
Well, I woke up because I rolled over, I had this horrible feeling in my guts, and it woke me up. And then as I woke up, you're like, hey, mate. You're like, I literally just got into bed 20 minutes ago. I'm like, really? You're like, yeah, I've just been downstairs in the bathroom.
Yeah, vomiting. Trying to. How did it get to this?
Well, we were both feeling the exact same symptoms and you were actually relieved. You're like, oh, thank goodness that...
You're feeling the same.
We're feeling the same way. We thought, we had Chinese the night before, or that night, sorry. So we thought, oh, we'll blame the Chinese, you know, a bit of food poisoning at, what was it, Yung Cheng?
Was it Yung? Yeah, Yung Cheng. Great chef.
Great chef, but horrible staff. Where are they grumpy?
Oh,
remember
gosh.
That? Yeah. Anyway, so we decided, well, let's go to our comfort show.
Friends.
So we put on Friends and we're kind of just watching. And then I don't know why, because we weren't watching this episode, but you and I just started talking about the great Jack Geller.
Oh, isn't he a lovely man?
Yeah. Have you met him?
No, but...
Who's Jack Geller for the listener?
Jack Geller is the father of Ross and Monica Geller.
Yeah.
Two of the friends in the Friends... What would you say?
Yeah, in the Friends circle.
Yeah,
and early in season one, Jack Geller's... Is it his mother-in-law?
I think his mother-in-law's funeral.
Yeah, she sadly passes away.
Yeah, and, what from? I don't know. Old age?
No, not sure.
Well, they're at the wake.
Yeah, they're at the wake. Bit of a sad time in people's lives, but...
There's a football game they needed to watch.
And that's a bit more important. So the boys were all in the corner, huddled around a tiny little...
what would you call
in
those?
In the 90s. Oh, is it wireless radio, wasn't it? Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, so they're huddled around and then obviously... The New York Giants, I'm guessing, doesn't go their way. So you just hear this.
Right, just boom.
At the left, all the women are like grieving the loss. And then on the right, you just hear, oh, and then just Jack Geller. Now I'm depressed. And for some reason, you and I thought it was when you're that sick.
Yeah, you're that.
And we're both feeling like crap. It's something so simple. How long were we laughing at that for?
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're just sitting up in the bed. Just...
Like,
laughing.
Hallucinating.
Yeah, like, hallucinating, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Geller. Well, we got to make our way out of London, which was nice.
We did.
We found our way up north. A good friend of mine, and now you, Bailey Wright, who we've had on the show, former guest.
Episode 33.
Bailey's he's a Socceroos defender, plays professional football over in the UK, has for 12 years, and it was so good. That's the first time I've ever got to go over and see him.
Yeah.
Didn't get to watch him play, unfortunately.
No.
He was injured, and you know, there was a lot of... One of his games got cancelled because of the bloody spicy cough.
Yeah.
Which was disappointing.
Well said.
Yeah, but we made our way up north. And boy, it was cold, wasn't it?
It was cold, but a beautiful little town, Durham, wasn't it?
Yeah, Durham.
Yeah.
Reminded me a lot of Hogwarts, to be honest.
Really?
Not that you've watched Harry Potter.
No, I can't. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to have to cut that conversation there. Yeah. But no, beautiful little town. Very old fashioned, narrow roads, bricked everywhere. And it was lovely. And it's funny, when we got up there, so we went there twice. We'll get to that shortly. But the first time we went was when we did get the spicy cough ourselves, because we went and got brunch once again at a lovely little cafe. And the waitress was being so negative. She's like, you know, everybody in this town's got it. It's the most infected.
She first said, what are you doing here? Yeah, all the way from Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Most infected town in the UK at the time. And we're like, oh, no, we don't care. We, you know, we're tough, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
We're vaccinated.
Struck that night, didn't it?
Yeah, geez.
For a few hours. But unfortunately, we did catch a thing. But we had a great dinner that night before we actually caught it with Bailey and his family.
Yep.
And that was lovely, wasn't it?
It was really nice. Loved it. Good to catch up with them. And yeah, it's been a long time, so it was nice to sit back, have a beer, have a couple of beers.
Yeah, talk about cathedrals.
Talk about cathedrals. We went and saw the Durham Cathedral.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that
nice?
Are you a believer?
I'm a believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not everyone at the table was, though.
You idiot.
But one of my highlights of that actual night, we're talking about some of the things. We'd only been in the UK a week, and you know, Doss had already lost a few items, which we'll get to a little bit later. You know, we're talking about it. And Doss said, no more. I'm not losing anything more this trip. And we walked out. So we walked out. It's freezing cold. We're walking back to our hotel. One of the staff members of this pub comes running out. Has somebody left a jacket? who do you reckon left the jacket? Bailey found that very amusing, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. He thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the last thing that I lost either on that trip. There was a few more, I think.
Mm. But the milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they lovely in Durham?
Jeez, they make a good milkshake.
Oh, we found this milkshake shack. And
I don't know what it was called, but
I don't know either.
It was delightful.
It was delightful. You know, my memories are Durham. Milkshakes and haircuts.
Well, did you notice my hair's a bit shorter?
I did notice.
I didn't know how long my hair was.
Well, we watched a documentary. Tell them about the documentary we
watched. Well, if anyone out there who loves or used to love WWE, one of the wrestlers, Edge, was actually a heel. So, you know, he was the bad guy. I didn't like him when he wrestled.
Mm.
We had a little routine, Dawson D, of a night time after we've had our dinner or gone out for a few drinks or met some people. We'd go back to the hotel. We'd put the laptop on and put a bit of old wrestling on.
Yeah.
And
then Idiot Abroad.
Idiot Abroad. And all friends.
Yeah.
And we were watching a documentary on this wrestler, Edge. Well, Edge had long blonde hair, similar to me. Not as, you know, obviously I'm a bit better looking, but
yeah.
Then he cut it at one stage and it was a lovely little, you know, bob type trim.
And sort of halfway between
halfway,
long and short.
Halfway, you know, and I thought...
Collar.
I was inspired.
Firstly, because of what a great bloke he was in the documentary. He's shot up to the top of Dawson D Dream Guest.
I think he's... I want him on the show.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Adam, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Adam, jump on.
Jump on.
But it inspired me. I'm like, D, I think I'm ready for a haircut.
Mm.
The guys at Rusty's. Wasn't that a really good barber? They were absolute rippers.
Oh, we walked in and Doss was a bit apprehensive because I decided I need a haircut because, you know, halfway through the trip, my hair was a bit long, as it is now. And, you know, we got... Bailey said, look, there's plenty of barbers in Durham, and weren't there? There was so many.
Yeah.
Gee,
for a small town.
Oh,
gosh,
gee. Tell you what, they don't have a washing machine, but they tell you what, they got some barbers. So we found this place, Rusty's, and we walked in. And I must admit, if the lads are listening, because they'd follow the show now, I walked in and I found Rusty's. And literally at the door was a bloke standing there, arms folded, big beard.
In the darkness.
In the dark, and smoking as well. And I was kind of... And I walked up and I turned around and said, because we were early, we're half an hour early. And I said to Doss, no, I'm not, because we were going to ask, can Doss get a haircut too? Because only I booked in. And I said, no, not asking that bloke, too scared. So we walked out and we turned around and we're like, come on, lads.
Come on, boys.
Come on, boys. So we geared ourselves up, pep talk and walked in. And
what softies?
Like, terrible.
It's so
terrible.
Embarrassing.
They turned out to be just absolute rippers, weren't they? The banter was at an all-time level.
It
Some
was.
Of it not appropriate, but,
no.
But you know, we had a laugh. But they were just ripping blokes and... I got my hair cut first and then you waited and you're like, nope, I'll do it too. And tell you what, when they brushed it out, wasn't it long?
Jeez. And at one point it was funny. There was another bloke getting his beard and hair trimmed. Obviously he's a regular, you know, goes once a month or so. And, you know, knows the boys really well. Because my hair was so long, they obviously don't get that many people with really long hair.
Mm.
And there was two apprentices learning to cut hair. One of them was cutting my hair. Neil, great bloke.
Ripper.
But at one stage, this poor bloke who was getting his beard and hair trimmed, he was left by himself while everyone...
There's three men.
...standing around my hair, admiring the length, brushing it, and they were all just... It was like an education training.
Because it wasn't an everyday cut for them. Because actually, in the UK, not many people have really long hair. No. Males, do they?
No.
But no. Here it's a bit more common.
And then I got it... This is what was a bit embarrassing, though. On that day, I was looking at what I want cuts. So I'm Googling, you know, hairstyles and... I've never seen the movie, but Aquaman. Mm. I don't know the actor's name. Oh, gosh. We'll put a photo up in this video.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I wanted... He got his hair cut, the Aquaman. I loved the look of it. So I showed him. Showed Neil. He just looked and laughed. He went, fellas. And all the boys came over and he showed him the photo. I'm like, boys.
Come on, boys.
I'm being genuine here. They did a great job.
Oh, they did a great job. And then, of course... When we left, we walked out, got 30 metres up the street. Neil came running out. Somebody left their hat.
It was this one.
Yeah, it was the one you're wearing right now. So actually, it just dawned on me, one of the things we discussed on the trip, how Doss asked questions. Like I mentioned, I was the one that was booked in and you wanted to ask for a haircut. But when you ask a question, even when we sit down and you want a glass of water at a restaurant or something, you ask it in such a soft tone as if you're putting them out. I mean, mate, you're just asking for some business. But Doss goes... Would it be all right if I get a haircut? And he's kind of like just, like, he whispers it and he kind of squints and he turns his head to the side like, of the room.
Because there's a chance of them saying no.
Yeah, it's a fear of rejection.
Do you mind if you have another bottle of water for the table?
Yeah, is that okay?
Is that all right?
Is it all right if I make it? Yeah, so isn't that a, you know, interesting.
No, well, I think we went into a barber before we went into Rusty's in Durham and I poked my head in and I said, you know, do you guys do walk-ins by any chance? Do you go, no, we don't. Oh, it's all good, mate. All good. And then we walked out. Like, why do I do that?
Well, maybe because of this. We went to Nando's on the last night. The last night of the first time we went to Durham. And we're heading back to London to do interviews. And, you know, we had to walk to the train station. And I tell you what, that was a long walk for a man that was unwell. Mm. Up these big stairs in the freezing cold. But you're sweating because you're not feeling gross. Well. But we decided we're just going to get some food on the way through. And there was a Nando's.
Cheeky.
We decided we'll stop there and... I tell you what, I've never seen a man fall in love quicker. Love at first sight, Wade Custerson. There was this young lady working at Nando's. Couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe...
Really?
...how you changed. Like, and I'll tell you what, this is when you know a man's trying to show a bit of prestige or... So it only took him about 30 seconds to mention, well, I'm not from here, I'm actually from Australia. Said it how many times? And then you just kept saying, oh, back in Australia, we have a different flavour. Like, she gives a shit. And then back home, you know, okay, mate, she gets it. She gets it. You're from Australia. And Doss is, you know, trying a few lines. I'm sitting back at this stage. I'm just like, oh, God. Because at first we asked for a table, couldn't get one, so we had to get it to go. And she was a lovely young lady. And then, but
I still remember her name.
What was it?
Go on. Paige.
Paige. Yeah. Common name over there. But there was a threat that you left her with. What was that? Because she sold you on the spices horse because, of course, we're not from here.
Oh, well, I just said I can't handle too much spice. I just said it in a nice little way. I just said, well, if it's too spicy, I'll be back. I'll be back to tell you about it.
Is that
it.
How you said it?
No. How did I say it?
Josh goes, this is when you know, this is, I'm sorry, Doss, but this is flirting going wrong. So he's trying to say, you know, if it's wrong, I'll be back. And, you know, she's kind of giggled, but Doss is giving her the school teacher, the principal, he's waving the finger, pointing at her, tilts his head to the side, goes, I'll be back. And 2 weeks later, yeah,
he was.
We were back, yeah. Two more things that come to mind. We bought a football in Durham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Gee, and we were kicking it on territory. We weren't allowed to kick it on.
We're almost accused of pedophiles.
We had like an hour, didn't we? Because we were meeting Bailey. Was that the second?
Yeah, that night. Yeah.
We were going to Bailey's house. So we're like, we just want to kick the ball around.
Have a run.
We just had to find some grass. So we found the first patch of grass.
It was bloody nice grass, too.
Oh, we had these little sticks. We're like, let's have a penalty shootout.
Yeah, these two trees. We thought, let's have a kick.
We're having a great thing. And then over Doss's right shoulder, I see a man approaching. Quite a stern looking man. And he's approaching. Like, this bloke doesn't look too happy. And I kind of said to Doss, I'm trying to like, warn you, like, I think someone's coming. We're just kicking it back and forth. I'm like, oh, I'll pretend I didn't see. And then, hey, boys, I'm guessing you're not in sixth form, are you? We're not actually from here, mate. In the end, he just said, look, boys, it's a schoolyard and I can't, you know.
You're not allowed.
My job's worth too much to me to allow you to kick the football here. I'll be going down. Show me you're working with children's certificates, lads.
And then I think we asked. Yeah, we were like, yeah, no worries, mate. No worries, no worries.
Yeah, no worries.
Is there another patch of grass somewhere that we can have a kick? He goes, yeah, mate, just there's one 100 metres up the road. We ran up the road and it's just a mud pit.
Oh, was it that broken ankles?
Gosh. Yeah. I had a bit of a slide as well. I was, you know.
Josh slid in. Josh took it far too seriously.
I was covered in mud at one stage. We couldn't, tell you what was funny, we couldn't juggle the ball.
Oh, no. We just wanted 10 between us. Oh, God. And like, you're in a footballing part of the world. And
cars are driving past and thinking, who are those twats?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, God. With their athletic builds, they would have thought, these are, you know, pros. Yeah, we have come to try out.
Yeah,
you know,
Middlesbrough. Yeah, we've got trials at Aston Villa.
Yeah. What are you doing in Durham then? Don't know. Now, close to Durham, though, what's the biggest city close by?
Newcastle.
Tyneside. The Toon Army. Jeez,
the Toon. Well, we made our way to Newcastle.
We've been to Newcastle.
But not for...
Well done.
Yeah. But it probably wasn't for the reasons that I would have thought. No. You know, we weren't going to the football. We weren't going for, you know, some type of event or...
Apparently it's a big party town
these
days. Yeah,
that's what we've heard. And for those that, you know, listened to our street talk or saw the video, it would have been a great place to do the street talk too.
Yeah.
But we weren't there for that.
Would have needed to subtitle it.
Yeah. What were we there for?
Well, to do our washing, quite frankly. So, you know, we stayed in the nicest hotel we stayed at was in Durham because there wasn't really any Airbnbs around. So we stayed in, you know, a hotel and we just said,
Mind you, they had a buffet breakfast.
Yeah, didn't that get destroyed? Until they decided, you have to order now.
As soon as the Australians rocked up, they decided to take it off the market.
That was really just, we got one day of the buffet and then they decided you have to order. And then, that was really disappointing.
Yeah, it was.
What did the boys at Rusty say, you know?
They go, where are you staying? We're like, the Premier. And then they're like, they just started laughing. They're like, tell us you're a heroin addict without telling us you're a heroin addict.
Well, sorry, boys. Are you putting your front bedroom up for...
We're not actually from here, mate.
Yeah, we're not actually from here, mate. How many times do we have to tell you? So we said, do you have a washing facility? You think they'd have a washing machine? Well, no. I said to the lovely lady behind the desk, hey, you know, there's got to be a tumble dryer around here. Well, there wasn't. She said the closest one would be Newcastle. I'm like, you're kidding me. She's like, no, Newcastle. So again, don't want to keep going on that. We were sick. We caught the train with a bag each full of just dirty jocks, dirty clothes, just needed a wash. So we went all the way, and we only had 3 hours to get there and back. Then we had to find a
laundrette.
We found one like in this like really dodgy little suburb.
It was definitely commission housing.
Commission housing, and we had to get this bus.
No offense to anyone who lives in commission housing. No, but it's just not, it's not my style.
No, we just thought, well, we thought in the city centre of Newcastle where there's hostels and stuff, there'd be, you know, a tumble dryer. So we got on the bus. We asked, hey, can you take us to this road? What did the bus driver say?
He just went, never heard of it, mate. What, mate? You're
late.
You're a bus driver in, you know, the city centre of Newcastle. Can you take us to this road? No idea where that road is.
No, not helpful at all. Yeah.
So we got on the bus, paid our fare, went like 200 metres.
Got off.
Made our way. And even we got to this laundrette. This lady, she like, we walk in there, we ask her, yeah, no worries. She goes, yes.
It's a long way to go to wash your clothes.
She goes, where are you from? We go, Australia. She goes, long way to come to wash your clothes.
Yeah. She was lovely. Anita. Anita was her name.
Lucky we had cash, because apparently it was cash only.
Yeah.
But
it was cold.
It was freezing. But, you know, as we chucked it in there, gave her the pooey jocks of yours. We
didn't give her pooey jocks.
We made our way back to Newcastle for a walk, and it was just cold. It was
We wanted to see St. James's Park.
Yeah, which is where Newcastle United play.
Yeah, the richest club in the world. So we went and saw that. Got some lovely nuts on the way home. Not in the commission housing area, just on Tesco Express. Made our way back and...
Before we quickly end this, what was really nice was Bailey had us over for dinner night at his house, and his wife Alex and his daughter Koa, and then Bailey's parents were there as well. Andy and Jeanette. So it was great to hang out with them. We had a lot of fun, but it was my birthday.
It was.
And our initial plans were to hopefully go to Italy on my birthday. And I think we were even planning it. In my head, I was picturing, you know, we're sitting on a lovely clifftop restaurant. You know, I'm eating a, you know, beautiful pizza with mozzarella and fresh dough and tomato, you know, basil, and didn't quite get there.
No, we got to Mario's in London, who was basically an English bloke pretending to be Italian with an Italian moustache and calling himself Mario.
I've never been force-fed like that in my life.
Oh, God, the bloke stands over you when you're ordering. And he was just, I said, I just want a water. And he was about to kill me.
He was offended.
Like, I was like, mate, there's no one else in the restaurant. I didn't even want to eat. I wasn't even hungry.
I'll tell you what was funny. It was just your typical family-owned Italian place, because there was about 4 family members and each of them took it in turns to have their lunch. All of them sat on their own and had a pizza.
Oh, God.
I was like, this is like a movie. So we end up having, you know, my birthday at Durham with Bailey, and really nice of them to have us over. We had fish and chips, and
it was
the best fish and chips I've ever had. Okay. But then they brought out a cake.
That was lovely.
And I'll tell you what, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. You know, we had a cup of tea and sat on the couch. We were just talking about stories and had a good laugh. Bailey, if you're listening, mate, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we better not share that story. But that was one of the funniest stories I've ever heard too. That was, again, you know when your stomach hurts so much from laughing? Great night.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you, mate. 27. I'll tell you what has been nice coming back. Getting into a bit more routine, yeah?
Isn't it? Yeah.
A bit more healthy, conscious mind, you know, good sleep, good food, healthy food, vegetables. Yep. I don't reckon I ate many veggies over there.
No, you didn't. No,
I didn't.
No, we were whinging about money a little bit earlier, but we quite enjoyed our brunch, didn't we?
Yeah, it was kind of our... We'd have breakfast or brunch around 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Often do a lot of work, you know, get on the laptops and work.
And have a read.
Have a read, yeah. Read some great books. Anyway, you know, you were crook basically the whole trip, bar probably 2 weeks.
Yeah. I just had really bad stomach issues.
Yeah.
Constipation.
We basically talked about the first episode. Yeah, you were really
everyone knows
clogged
about
up. Really clogged up, man. One morning, we found this wonderful cafe, didn't we? Called Morganic.
Morganic.
Yeah, and you know you're going to be in for a pricey day at a place like called Morganic. But lovely food. And
lovely staff too. You didn't.
This is a good thing to bring up. When you have a go at something, like I was being a little bit whinging about Melbourne and Australia, just having my say. And she joined in. And I said, "Hang on, love. Where are you from again?" And she's like, "Yeah, I've been to Melbourne, didn't like it." And I'm like, "I'm allowed to say that. I love Melbourne. Let me put that out there." But I was just, you know, talking about a few things. And love, if you visited, you're not supposed to have a go at my own country. And it's like your football team, isn't it? It's like, we're talking about that. Like, you can have a go at the Western Bulldogs, but if I have a go at the Western Bulldogs, I'm offended. Take it personally.
Don't ever have a go at the Dogs again.
No. Where was she from? Malta?
Romania. No, she wasn't, was she?
I think she was Maltese.
Was she?
I think.
Malta.
Yeah.
Okay. But they made a lovely breakfast.
Didn't they? And I loved it because I found this, like, smoothie bowl.
Yeah, you loved it.
Delightful. And I'm telling you for dates, mate, you got to have it. And quite healthy and it tastes great. And she was a fan of it. So every morning we'd go in and Josh would be like, we'd be walking there and Josh would be going, now I need to eat something today that's not going to keep upsetting my guts. So he'd have a look at the menu and he'd look at the smoothies and he'd look at the smoothie bowls and the fruit salads and the healthy options. And he'd go, yeah, might go with you today, Dad. I said, well done, son. So then the lovely waitress comes up and she goes, so what can I get you to? And I go first. I say, I'll have the smoothie bowl, thanks. She goes, very good. She looks at Doss. Doss goes, he pouts. He waits a minute. He looks at me and he goes, yeah, I have the full English breakfast.
With extra hash browns.
Now, please, for the listeners, explain the full English breakfast, just in case someone's not familiar with it.
You get a couple of bits of toast, a couple of eggs, your choice of how they're cooked. I love them poached.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bacon, baked beans, mushrooms, tomato, a sausage.
Sausages.
And hash browns.
Cholesterol.
Yeah. And I loved it.
You loved it. Yeah. And it's delightful in the moment. As soon as you finish eating it, then you're like, oh no.
I'm in for a long day.
And I love when she brings the food out. She put my bowl down and go, healthy. And she just puts dots in front of him. It makes him feel terrible. Not healthy.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
I'm on holiday, son.
I'm bringing your cafe business.
Oh, gosh. But what about that, speaking of cafes and big breakfasts, what did we overhear a young man talk about in another cafe one morning?
Oh, yeah, this was funny. We stopped over just for a quick coffee. I know. This is when, you know, I think we were kind of getting ready. We're waiting for check-in at one of our next places. So we had a couple of hours to kill. Why not sit in a little cafe and do a bit of work? You know, utilize the free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Geez, we did a lot of that, didn't we?
Absolutely.
We stole a lot of free Wi-Fi. Mm. So we're sitting there and as we're ordering our coffees, or waiting to order our coffees, there's a bloke in front of us. He's ordering his.
Irish man.
Irish bloke. I love that accent too.
It's lovely, isn't it?
The Irish accent is lovely. And
did you just try it?
Huh?
Did you just try it?
No. Well, it's like I was going to
go on.
Then.
Go on.
To be sure.
Not bad.
Wasn't that bad?
Yeah.
Thank you. And we just overheard
a bit Northern English then.
Yeah, sorry. We heard him talking.
So the poor waitress, this is a thing. Like, she's in hospitality and obviously she has to be friendly and talk to the customers. But I don't think she signed up for this because he was ordering his coffee. And then once, here's your oat flat white, thank you. And he was about to walk away and then he said,
we can imagine this in the Irish accent. I saw my ex-boyfriend for the first time in 3 years. I cried for 3 hours. And we walked out and we just, I don't know whether we held it in. It was like the mixture of the accent, the thought of him bawling his eyes out for 3 hours.
Poor fella.
And then also the poor waitress that has to listen and go, what am I supposed to say to that? You know, you're a customer. You're not a friend. You're like, it's a stranger. Total stranger. What do you do?
No, you don't know what to do. But yeah, that
brought a smile to our face.
Yeah, we found it. And I needed it because I think I was trying to sleep on the couch inside that cafe. I was that crook. Yeah, how's your cholesterol now?
Much better.
Yeah. And you went out for breakfast this morning and you were tempted for the...
You know what I had? I just had eggs.
Well done.
Eggs on toast.
Yeah. Improving.
Thank you.
Morning, lads. Hope you slept well. Here's your morning walk. Your bus leaves in half an hour and your train leaves in 3 hours. Best of luck.
But who said that?
The fantastic Eric Smith. We had the pleasure of staying at his house towards the end of the trip, and his lovely family took us in, didn't they?
Weren't
they
amazing.
Delightful?
It was so lovely.
Eric, mate, we can't thank you enough for your hospitality and what you did for us just over the whole trip. But he did host us. Just a man that wants to make sure you're comfortable and you get the most out of your experience, doesn't he?
Oh, I've never felt more comfortable in my life being in another country. Because even in the first couple of days, he's the first person that we saw. We got off the plane and met up with him and a couple of the others at the soccer. But when we went and stayed, so Eric's from Wickham. Mm-hmm. And Bourne End is the town that they live in. Just how far from Wickham is that?
I don't actually don't know. No.
Okay, sorry.
Beaconsfield.
Yeah, Beaconsfield, Bourne End.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I kept thinking Beaconsfield, but it's Beaconsfield over there.
Yeah, spelt the same.
Yeah, but it was almost like we were on The Amazing Race, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
We'd wake up in the morning from a message from Eric, and we loved it, but it was always funny. Like, you know, he's like, hey, lads, here's your itinerary, enjoy your day. And then he'd be checking on us during the day going, hey, did you do this yet? Did you do that yet? We were just laughing to ourselves, like, what a great bloke. Like, he just wants to make sure we're having a good time.
And honestly, it's one of the highlights of the whole trip, because he got us to download this app, which was like a hiking app, and it took us through side streets, it took us over fields, through forests, over the river, awesome. Like just amazing walks and into these beautiful little towns, and we get a train and go to like Windsor or Oxford or you know, places like that. So that was amazing. But we had a great time at his house. But let's explain the family. So this is the part that I really...
It was almost like we were it was like going to a host family.
Yeah,
like
it was. 100%.
Two Aussies going abroad, a host family's hosting you for a few nights. They had a little guest house, so we got to have our own space, which was lovely.
What I love is the fact we both have two sisters each. Well, we finally got to experience what it's like living with brothers, because there's three boys in the house, three brothers. 21, 19, 17, they all love football.
Soccer. But, you know.
Yeah. But just like love it passionately. Like
obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed. But I tell you what, in a male-dominated house, you can see where the competitiveness kicks in, can't you?
Oh, whether it's around the dinner table and who gets the last, you know, couple of potatoes. You know, it was a
who
fight.
Who gets better grades? One of the youngest, Otto, who just excelled at school. He did very well in his languages. And I think, I don't know if it was Ralph or Eric, but they just said, well, it's only language.
I think at one
got
point.
Top of the class.
Yeah, I think their mum, Sally, she said, you know, and we didn't cheers Otto, you know. Otto, congrats, killed it in your...
I think it was French and Spanish.
French, so it was language. And, and one of the boys goes, oh, well, so what?
Yeah,
and then
talk to me when it's mathematics.
Yeah, and then it got on to something to do with... Who asked the question about geography? Was it Eric?
Yeah, I think so.
You said something about... What was the question?
There's two countries in the world that are double landlocked. Name them, kind of thing. And it was just between the boys.
And it was a competition.
And you and I just got to just sat back a little bit.
We sat back and then I just said, Ralph... Or Otto got it. And then Ralph went, I'm way better at geography than you.
Yeah.
Like, boys, just relax.
And then the FIFA, like, okay, so when you and I play FIFA, yeah, we're competitive, but we have a friendly game and
shake hands.
Yeah, we shake hands. Well, I mean, to tell you what, when you win a game of FIFA, and now I know why it took so long to play FIFA with them, because it's an event. You have to get the chairs out, you've got to line them up.
The chairs are a meter in front of the screen.
Yeah.
Like, we're not sitting back lounging on the couch.
Well, one of my favorite moments was we got back one day, we came in about 5 o'clock, and Eric and Otto were playing FIFA against each other. And they said, no, this is the second leg. I said, why? It's like, well, we played Man City versus Everton. He won 4-1. I'm not taking a loss and we'll play the next game. No, we're going to swap controllers. So I'm Man City this time. He's Everton. And Eric ended up winning 4-2. So he won on aggregate. But he just wanted to make sure.
On aggregate?
Yeah. Make sure, it wasn't going to take the loss.
I reckon that's going to confuse a few listeners. But gosh, it was a lovely time with them. Absolutely had a ball.
And what was one of your favourite moments at the dinner table? Because that really cracked us up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, this was really funny. Well, Sally, their mum, was telling us about... Was it a family friend or someone?
Yeah, one of Eric's mates.
One of Eric's mates, and I was just talking about him and...
How amazing he is,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, well, great bloke he is.
Yeah, apparently he's just best at everything. Yeah, best in the world.
He's loaded. He's got a great job. He's smoking hot. Yeah. Very attractive. It sounded like a dreamboat, to be honest. She went on to say that he, you know, a really good family man.
Yeah.
You know?
Her words were, he's really into his family and he's really into his sister. And she meant it with the nicest intention. And
Otto, the younger brother, didn't
even lift his head. He was just looking at his food. Bit weird.
No one else laughed except us.
We found it so hilarious. That was so funny. Also, too, like we got to see another competitive side. We got to experience Sunday League, which is like grassroots football.
Local footy.
Yeah, local footy.
Freezing. They wanted us to be the linesman for the game, holding the flags. And we thought,
no.
This is typical. You know, you come and watch a game and you're roped into helping and volunteering. I thought, no chance.
No cafe either. Oh, like a canteen.
No canteen. I was really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, nice pie.
Pie. But yeah, we got to watch, went to a penalty shootout, which was intense.
Yeah, in a cup game. But Eric was a coach.
Eric coaches his younger brother, Otto. Wasn't that an interesting sight?
I tell you what, if I had an older brother like Eric, I'd love him coaching my football team because he was so intense and like really into it, really good with the boys. Actually made some really good points, especially in the shootout when, you know, if somebody misses and we all get around him, he doesn't walk back by himself. But our favourite was in the penalty shootout. Eric got involved in... went and stood
penalty shootout, the two teams line up, you know, at the halfway line. Eric's in the middle.
Arm in arm
with his 16-year-old boys. And they won.
And it was jubilation all around.
Yeah, it was.
But we had a lovely time. And I think, too, you know, Ralph taking us to Oxford for the day.
That was fun.
Convertible, roof down.
Roof
music
down.
Music blasting. You enjoy Oxford? Enjoy Windsor. How did you find Windsor, the little town?
Well, a bit disappointed we didn't get to see the castle, like, you know, properly.
No.
It was closed. I think Lizzie was having a, you know, pampery day. You know, we couldn't get in there. Come on, Liz.
It was really disappointing.
But we made our way around the town and actually saw The Lord of the Rings, the original book, didn't we?
Yeah, and near the university.
Not that we care. But...
No, it was caged up and locked up behind bulletproof glass and don't care. Yeah, it's a book. Good firewood, I'd say.
Yeah.
Good spaghetti bolognese at that restaurant. Italian restaurant. With the tree. Remember the...
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Just a restaurant we went to. See you the next segment. How full was your suitcase when we got home?
Well, it was pretty bloody bare empty.
Yeah, it was a bit lighter than we left.
Yeah. Gosh, you didn't have to pay for extra weight because I think I was under the limit.
Well, we talked about it in part one, Doss's inability
to... Yes, it's well documented, I lose stuff.
Yeah, it's shocking. And the funny thing was, along the whole trip, when explaining to people your inability to keep stuff in the same place, you kind of always brush it off, like, oh, it's all right, like, it's fine. And everyone's like, no, it's not okay just to keep losing things, like, willy-nilly. It's expensive, it's annoying, it's... One of my items got lost along the way.
What was that?
The scarf.
Oh, yes.
So, what are your top five things you lost on the trip? Because we could probably do a top 10.
Yeah, well, technically that was mine, because you bought it for me.
Yeah.
So, it's not yours.
It's £30.
It was a gift.
Well, you lost a charger. Yeah,
you're going to roll it off? You're going to go through the list, or...?
You lost a charger. You lost a hat. You lost a jacket. You lost your thongs.
Got all of those back.
You lost your diary.
Got that back.
You lost my scarf.
Didn't get it back.
You lost a hoodie.
Got it back.
Did you?
Yep.
Plenty of socks.
Yeah.
Jocks.
Keep going.
Virginity. No. Overseas. Virginity.
No. Yeah. Yep. Lost that.
Your dignity.
Yeah, that's gone.
And those two happened in the same night. No, I'm only joking. No wonder you lose things. Because right at the end of the trip, we talked about the famous wallet. Oh, you lost your wallet, I should say. That probably the
got
most
that back.
Got that cheap.
Somehow.
Lucky bastard, seriously. This is why you actually really need to lose an item of worth. You needed to lose...
I've lost a wallet before. Lost it when I was 18. Yeah.
Never got it back?
No. Left it in a charcoal chicken.
Yeah, that's a place you're probably not going to have the most... respectful blokes that are...
No, exactly. Some young fella probably saw that and went straight at it.
This is lovely. Free chicken tonight, darling. Yeah. On the plane ride home, this is what... Baffling me the whole... Because it was actually starting to annoy me. I'm like, you know, you just can't keep losing things. Like, it's annoying. It was annoying me. And I thought, I'm trying to actually put the pieces together. Like, I don't understand how one man can lose so much shit. Like, it's really fucking annoying. So we're on the plane about to go home. And this is exactly how... Doss loses stuff. So we decided, okay, we sat next together. We're right in the middle. There's like 7 seats per aisle. Three, four, three with 2 aisles. And we were right in the middle of the 4. So we're like, great. This is in the 13-hour leg. We're like, oh. But the plane was not full. So we decided that, you know, you could go and sit on one aisle seat and I'll get another aisle seat. Great. So I said, I'll stay in this area and you can go across. Fantastic, says Doss. This is where it just confuses me. So instead of putting all his things in front of the seat that he's sitting on, or under his feet, or next to him, or whatever, he puts about 3 items, like including a passport, like let's say passport, wallet, and earphones, in one pocket. of somebody else, of my seat. Then there's a spare seat next to me. You put a book in there. Next seat, you put your laptop there. Like, why spread it? Why put yourself through the room? You've got a perfectly good bag hanging above you. Just put it all in one spot.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, explain yourself.
Well,
no, please. I'd love just one person to be on your side.
Well, I couldn't fit it all in the one in front of me. So I thought, you know, spread it out a little bit. And because we moved and my stuff was already in front of one, I was like, well, I'm not going to take it all out and move it to mine when there's a spare seat there. It's not like anyone's going to sit there and grab my shit. So I just thought, why not? Just spread the love.
Yeah, but you're putting yourself at risk of losing stuff. Like, why spread it out? Because you could just forget about
it. I like to live dangerously. Mate, it's got my name on it. It's got my address on it. Send it back to me. I don't care.
In Singapore.
Huh?
In Singapore, when we arrive in Singapore.
Yeah, well, they can...
They're going to pay the freight to get it back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
weren't those Singapore noodles lovely?
Oh, God. That was a depressing couple of hours.
Yeah, wasn't that a throwback to communism days? That was, we got a frog march through the Singapore airport in one line.
No, explain that again. So we got off the plane, lined up like school children.
Literally.
And we got given wristbands.
Literally.
We were walked.
Through the march.
Through the airport, like cattle.
Literally.
I even let out a couple of moos. I thought, you know, why not just run with it?
And we weren't allowed, you weren't literally in an airport. By the way, the flight we were on was for only vaccinated people, right? So and everybody got a negative test to get on the flight. So you got double trouble there. When we were
on our... wanted was a coffee or, you know, nice.
We just wanted a coffee. We just wanted something, because you eat plain food, you're feeling crappy.
After 13 hours.
You just want to eat something or drink something, you know, half decent. You know, obviously in an airport, but... You know, on the way there was no problems. But this, like, march 2x2, don't know why. And then here's the stupid irony of it. Then we ought to get in what they call the sky bus at the airport. So then you shove everybody into one tiny little thing and everyone's breathing in everybody's face anyway. So tell me the logic. Mm. And then you get to the transit zone.
Transit zone, that's it.
And they said, once you step over this line, you don't go back. Well, I'm like, okay, before we step over the line, can we go get food? No.
So what were we left with?
Vending machines.
And Singapore noodles with, you know, the cups.
Not Singapore, like no, Maggie.
They were cups of noodles, you know?
Yeah, school canteen.
Well, it wasn't even Mee Goreng, which I would have loved.
What?
Mee Goreng, which is, you know, like a packet noodle. It's lovely.
Is it?
Got some Pringles as well.
Yeah.
They were nice.
Silver lining.
And didn't we meet a nice little, not like nice little lady. A lady came over and she was looking for Panadol. She was French.
Yeah.
And
and after the headache I had on the way there, I've got just the stuff for you, love.
Yeah, I've only got two left.
Yeah.
And we exchanged. It was like a little drug deal.
It was, yeah.
Wasn't that weird?
Yeah, we got sleeping pills.
Yeah, that worked on you. I didn't pop mine.
Didn't you?
No.
Well, I popped mine and I was out.
Yeah. Now, we love doing the podcast, but with the podcast comes preparation, time, you know, getting guests together, or, you know, networking and building relationships, all of that. We love doing all that. But sometimes it can be a bit stressful, can't it?
Very stressful.
And things can go wrong.
They can.
Well, who were some of the people we spoke to, mind you?
Well, we got to speak to Yolanda Charles MBE, and she's a bassist. So we got to speak about music.
Who's she based for?
Played for Robbie Williams at Nebworth Concert, if anyone's familiar with that. Mick Jagger. Mm. And some other huge names. Thrown on the spot. We saw her band play, but one of... the best interviews we've ever done. There's just so much in there. So
very special.
Then we got to speak to Ryan Hudden.
A West End star.
Yeah. And just one of the best blokes we met, really.
All around just terrific guy.
Yeah. So we spoke to him, and then we had two Zoom interviews too.
Yep. They were really good. One of those Zooms was with Rosie Wilby. So she's a comedian, an author, TEDx speaker, and now an accidental breakup coach.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she talks a lot on breakups. She's got a new book out called The Breakup Monologues. And then we spoke to Jo Emerson, and she's a confidence coach. And that was an amazing chat. Just what a beautiful woman. And
absolutely.
We just talked about so many different things about confidence, but just a lovely person.
So we recommend, if you haven't already, go listen to those amazing UK interviews. We had such a ball. That was the reason we even went abroad. I don't think we've even mentioned that so far, but
no,
that was really...
that was why we went.
Anyway, but you did say, you know, things go wrong and there's preparation. We have to... obviously, you have to get the guests. You have to get a time. But then, obviously, being in a foreign country, we have to find a place to interview. And it's hard because you can't invite yourself into their home or their studio or whatever. So we decided, well, we'll book a little, you know, meeting room, which we found. And it was so good, we booked it twice. So we used it for Yolanda. And then a couple of weeks later, we interviewed Ryan and we used the same place. He came in with a set of golf clubs. Nearly cost us a lot of money when he nearly smashed a window with one.
He wasn't having a swing.
No, he just a bag was, you know, flinging around. But, you know, we had a great chat. And once we finished the podcast, he left. You know, I walked him out. I came back and I was ready to do the jumping and the...
Doss and D hugging.
Yeah.
No, the first thing you said was, come here, mate.
Yeah. And Doss was literally looking at his computer.
Head in my hands.
And I knew straight away, I'm like, uh-oh. You're like, you're not going to believe it, mate.
Well, it was deleted. It was gone. The whole interview. Gone. I don't know what happened, but I was on the verge of tears. Oh, I was. My eyes were watering. It was horrible. We were both there. I was having a panic attack. I thought, this is one of the best interviews we've ever done, and it's gone.
And the other things that go through your mind too is like, first you have to tell him, then you have to potentially see if he's going to be, if he's got time or he's willing to do it again. Redone one interview once, but the very first one. We've talked about that many times, but it's like...
Then cost us a slab of beer.
Yeah. But then you have to pretend that... Like, you have to pretend you're hearing everything for the first time and someone might have said something... Like, you just lose the natural part of it.
You lose the authenticity.
Authenticity, that's a word.
Yeah.
And so that's all going through your head and then we're just like, all right, deep breaths.
We're praying. We were praying together. We were sitting around the table going, please God, let this be saved somewhere.
Oh, and... We just kind of calmed down and we knew we were getting kicked out of this room. So we were like, there's got to be a way. And we started Googling and...
We found it.
Gee, we found...
Thank goodness.
Oh, it still took ages, didn't it? We didn't celebrate until we had it in front of us. Oh. But Ryan doesn't know. He might know now, but thanks, Ryan.
It's come good.
We didn't have to come crawling
and
back.
And your downloads went through the roof.
Yeah, so well done, son. And just before we kind of wrap up today, what are some of the other things we did content-wise in the UK?
Well, we did the inaugural Street Talk, which we found a couple of locations. Trafalgar Square was a hit, wasn't it?
Well, wasn't it? Just outside the art gallery.
And where was the other place?
Westminster, yeah.
We walked around the busy parts of those areas and we tried to grab a few strangers and ask them, I guess, what they knew or thought they knew about Australia. Really, really fun time, a good gag.
Check it out on Insta if you haven't already.
It's up on Instagram and it'll be up on YouTube pretty soon as well.
It's funny too because I think people have seen, you know, like these videos aren't, you know, it's not, we didn't come up with the idea. There's a lot of people doing, but... How did you feel doing it for the first time? Because it's—I tell you what—it's so much harder. Like, you're on your way and you're pumped up, and in your head you're like, "This will be easy." Then when you get the mic and you start, you have to literally go and shove it in somebody's face to try and get, like you said, authenticity. It's really difficult.
Yeah, you have to grab their attention somehow. And I guess we found the best way was to just try and grab their attention by being exuberant with one another. So one of us is videoing, the other's got the mic, and we're just like. Yeah, the other one with the mic is, you know, trying to get their attention, not go, excuse me, but to try and make them look like, oh, what are these two guys doing?
Yeah, kind of like trying to make it look like they've walked in on something and we're bringing them in. Like, it's like saying, oh, g'day, guys, you know, we're outside Trafalgar Square and look at this, you know, we're making all this bullshit up. And then we're like, hang on, I might just actually ask this person walking by what they think. And then you kind of rope them in.
It was nerve-wracking.
We made some friends from it too.
Yeah, we did.
Like, some people really, really lovely, like, because you kind of... Obviously, if they answer all the questions perfectly, it's not going to make for much viewing. But afterwards, when you have a chat, just lovely people.
Good people. And we had a lot of fun doing it. It was like part of the reason why we went over there was to grow as individuals, but also as like content creators. It's like go over there, step outside of our comfort zone, do something that probably not a lot of people are doing at the moment because of the spicy cough and being able to travel and utilize that. But to go on the street, to chat to strangers... To be ourselves, to be idiots. It was awesome. I loved it.
It's awesome. So we got more of that coming up soon.
Back here in Melbourne.
Yeah, with the home shorts on. And overall, the trip?
A success.
How'd you find it?
Enjoyed it? Loved it. Want to go back. We didn't get to obviously see any other countries. Plan was to go to France, see your family, go to Spain and visit Italy as well. And even Amsterdam. We didn't get to go to any of them. So we know that we're going to be back one day, hopefully.
We will. Thank you, mate. We didn't kill each other
either. No, we didn't. I said this to you on our last night, not to get all too soppy and nice, but you know, we're very lucky to have the friendship we have to be able to... Well, let's just say we live together and then we go overseas for 5 weeks, sleep in the same bed and then come back and live together again.
We don't sleep in the same bed in Melbourne.
That's only on Thursdays.
Yeah. But... But yeah, no, thank you, mate.
Thank you, mate.
I had a ball, and I'm sure we've got plenty more stories we'll seep in over the coming year because we obviously can't say it all. But yeah, excellent.
You might catch us next time in Amsterdam. D, wasn't that episode just awesome?
Oh, mate, I got so much out of it. I'm sure you did too. And of course, thank you to everyone who listened.
Guys, if you haven't already, go and subscribe to the podcast over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
For sure. And please leave us a 5-star review on Apple. It goes such a long way to helping the show. And of course, you have your chance to get a shout out.
Don't forget to go and follow us over on Instagram as well. What's the Instagram, D?
It's @DosandD_. DosandD_. See you next week.
We'll see you in the next episode.